Hi, my name is Eric Barr, and I want to welcome you back to Notes on Strokes. In April 2013, I had a stroke to the right side of my brain that paralyzed the left side of my body. That was over 2 years ago. About 6 weeks ago, a physical therapist asked me what goals I wanted to work on, so I said that I wanted to be able to run again. I'd been a runner prior to my stroke, and I wanted to do it again. While I can walk without an assistive device, I could not figure out how to pick up my pace and run without falling on my face. So the therapist said, fine, and we went outside to do some basic exercises to get my legs and arms moving at a running tempo and rhythm. At first, I found the exercises to be very frustrating because while my brain said, I can do this, my body said, oh, no, you can't. You might have been able to do it before, but you can't do it now. Despite what my body said, I know I could run because I used to run long distances every single day. Now, while I would like to blame my frustration on my stroke, I know that prior to my stroke, I would quickly get frustrated when I tried to learn something new if I couldn't get it right away. Years ago, when I took a tap class, I quit after a couple of days because I could not get the combinations. My brain said I should be able to do it, but when my body wouldn't, I just gave up. So to this day, I can hop, shuffle, step, flap, but not ball change. Knowing myself, I know my frustration with being unable to run after one therapy session is not the result of my stroke, but rather it is the result of my own unwillingness to be a beginner. You know, you have to start somewhere when you start to learn something new, whether you've had a stroke or not. And for stroke survivors, relearning to do something you used to do can be the same as starting over. But you and I must not let our frustration deter us. Although it will be a while before I'm running wildly on the beach, I know that given time, patience, and practice, I will be running again. Despite the frustration, the therapy was great fun, and it was the start of a journey that I am sure will get me back on the running trails. It's just a matter of time and determination. Almost as difficult as running itself was answering the therapist's question, "What goals do you want to achieve?" That question always challenges me. The answer, of course, is I want to get back to being the me I was before the stroke. But therapists want the goals to be defined in specifics and in increments, which are always impossible to think of when I'm asked. I should add that like all first days of therapy and first classes in any new activity, there can be frustration when the body does not respond right away. But that is no reason to give up despite the desire to do so. Things that matter take time to learn or relearn, but they are worth the time. So while I may never tap dance because I didn't have the courage to push through my frustration, someday you will see me running. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric Barr, and I hope you'll join me next month at www.apieceofmymind.net for more Notes on Strokes. Until then, keep working and don't let your frustration keep you from achieving your goals.